all the top three teams in the country, Dynamos, Islanders, and Caps United, have changed coaches, and the coaches are walking a tightrope as they seek to please their teams hard to please fans. Last season, a number of coaches, among the most chunga of Chiredzi, Ilan Mwe of Aumain, Arthur Tutani of Black Rhinos, Jason Nchini of Triangle, and Kelvin Kaizo of Islanders, failed to last the distance after they were sacked during the course of the season. Gone is Kalisto Pasua at Dynamos, and in his place is David Mandigora. Mandigora knows he will be under immense pressure as his predecessor won 4 consecutive league titles.
Pressure has always been there at Dynamos.
Islanders, too, have brought in Ngongani Mafu in place of Mark Mate. The team did not perform to expectation last season after finishing without a silverware. Mafu has been rebuilding the fledgling Blauwe Giants, and so far, he thinks so good.
Want to enter into every single game trying to win it.
Yes, United parted ways with Taurai Mangwiro, who has crossed the floor to Harare City. Mangwiro, who left after a series of fallouts with his club supporters, has been replaced by Englishman Mark Harrison. Harrison claims he's not going for the league title this season, but to build for the future, something that the club supporters have refused to accept.
We push one step at a time.
Change in coaches also means change in playing personnel, and all the three clubs have been on the transfer market to beef up their squad. Changes in coaches also mean change in playing personnel, and all the three clubs have been on the transfer market to beef up their squad for the season. The only top club that has not changed coaches is FC Platinum, but the Miners will also be under pressure as they will be campaigning on two fronts. The Midland side is representing Zimbabwe in the CAF Confederation Cup, while at the same time hope to make an impression on the domestic front. The Premier Soccer League have announced that the domestic season will kick off on March 1. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariatsi.